Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for Beyond Surviving Radio. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Rachel Grant, and I've been a sexual abuse recovery coach since 2007, and I'm also the author of Beyond Surviving, The Final Stage of Recovery from Sexual Abuse. I work with survivors who are sick and tired of feeling broken and unfixable, and I help them let go of the pain of abuse and move on with their lives. Tonight, you are in for a real treat. I'm so excited to have you here and my guest with us tonight, Anthony Mossberg, who's going to be sharing with us how some of the deepest struggles in his life have led him to write amazing works to process his own issues, as well as to reach out and help others heal as they relate to his music. Now, I first heard of Anthony when his manager approached me and sent me some of his videos and music, and I listened to probably about 20 seconds and said, yep, got to have that guy on. So he is not only has a way with words, but really has a way with song. And what most of us express only in words, Anthony really shares through music, raw, gutsy, open, and honest. And, you know, what I really love is that his life is just this continual adventure of unearthing truth, revealing personal struggles, celebrating success, and really helping others do the same through his art, through his music, using his talents and gifts in that way. And since winning many singing and songwriting competitions, Anthony has been honing his craft and making a name for himself in multiple genres. And once you hear him, you're not going to ever forget. He's known for writing moving lyrics and melodies that are just going to stick with you, and his deep, rich, unforgettable voice. And his latest CD, congratulations, has just been featured and is on the bestsellers list on iTunes and placed in the top 8 of the singer-songwriter CDs. And his first single, Whiskey and Wine, placed in the top 50 for singer-songwriter on iTunes. So this guy is live and happening and is up and coming, and he's definitely one to follow. So make sure you go and check out his website, anthonymossberg.com, and you can download some of his music there, check out some of his videos, and of course tonight you're going to get to hear so much more about him and a little bit of his music. So Anthony, thanks so much for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, I know just a smidge of your story, and I'd love to know more, you know, about how your life really has led you to be able to so passionately write and sing about some of life's most painful issues. Can you tell us a little bit about kind of your journey to this place?
Yeah, absolutely. I can just start from the beginning. I had two older sisters, and after my mom had those two daughters, she went to the doctors to have surgery so that she couldn't have any more kids. But while she was there, they told her that the two previous children had done so much damage to her that it was impossible for her to have any more kids anyways. So she doesn't have the doesn't have the surgery, and then about 6 or 7 years later, she becomes pregnant, which is not supposed to be able to happen. And the first plan between her and my dad was to have an abortion. That was the plan all the way up until the day of the abortion. And the day of, my mom backs out, doesn't go through with it. On February 6th, 1987, I was born. Grew up with just my mom, and really kind of, my mom had worked a lot, and I stayed over at my babysitters a lot, and just kind of became kind of okay, or I learned how to live on my own, I guess, or take care of myself at a pretty young age. And you know, I've seen quite a few things in my life so far that to some people wouldn't be much. To me, you know, they were big events. And so, you know, leading that into music is I try to just tap into any of these tough situations that I've ever encountered, whether it be family relationships or, you know, dating relationships or just any relationship possible. These tough situations and really kind of letting that come out of me and just, you know, really put that into my music and see what happens. So.
Nice. When did you know that it was, you know, through music that you wanted to express and tell these stories and connect with people that way?
Probably not until I was, I wouldn't sing in front of anyone until I was 19 years old. I'm 27 now, but I really didn't think of it as a way to really release anything until probably actually just the last couple of years. I had been doing music since I was about 20, and thought of it just as a way to kind of, it was fun to write songs, it was fun to play guitar and fun to record, but then it kind of took, especially with this last CD for me, it took more of a venting and almost like a release process to just get some of these songs out. Honestly, when I was about to record the CD, I was thinking, you know, if I had, you know, one CD to just leave on earth with everything I wanted to say and just kind of get some things off my chest, you know, this would be it. And so that's what I went into the studio with. And to me, it came through. So. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. So maybe you can tell us a little bit more about, you know, what it was you were looking to let go of or release through this album. Like, what was coming up for you? What challenges were you facing that needed to be kind of expressed through this music, through this song?
Yeah, there's a few different ones. Each song kind of has its own kind of picture with it to me. There are a few songs about just, you know, missing being little, being a kid, not really having many worries and just kind of running wild in the woods. I grew up way out in the country. Part of it, there's one song on there that I didn't meet my dad until I was 17 and have never really had a relationship with him. So one of the songs on there is just kind of about that situation, saying, you know, if we're ever gonna have a relationship, we need to put in the time to make this thing work. But at the same point, if it's never going to happen, then, you know, that's the way it is. You know, there's not much I can do about that. And so that was the first time I had ever written a song about that situation, which is a very deep thing for me. Some of the other ones I had written about family members who had been going through some tough times, and then in turn had related the songs back to myself. A lot of times I start to write songs about other people, and then kind of see by the end of the song, I end up seeing myself in that person as well. And so, and just for everything from, I think one of the songs that you wanted to play, Stronger, is, that had a lot of different meanings to me, but it was also at a time where I kind of started to think that maybe music wasn't, I was going through a tough time musically. Nothing was really coming out creatively. I was like, well, maybe I made a mistake in doing this, you know, and so I thought about maybe quitting or, you know, it wasn't the right path. And just going through a very hard time with that and realizing that dry spot actually made me better and stronger in the long run of what I was doing. So Yeah, each song, I think, has its own little story to me about specific things. And yeah.
Nice. Well, yeah, I actually, that's a good segue into it. I did want to play a clip of this song, Stronger, that I just, I really dig. I keep playing it around on my iPod. And so, yeah, let's go ahead and play that. So, guys, listen in. This is Anthony Mossberg singing a Stronger clip from that.
Long falling dreams are crashing down. They're crashing down. But there's a breeze blowing hard against your plans. A rushing wind against these walls made of sand. They're falling down. But as the floor is crumbling under your feet, as the storm is rolling in the open, don't forget what you believe. 'Cause I know you've got love in your eyes. You're gonna be stronger next time. And I know you've been broken down deep inside.
Awesome. Man, your voice is just so soothing. I just love that tone. It's really beautiful. And that message of, you know, yeah, you moving past and moving through, being stronger, being that resilience that we need, you know, to really make it through the journeys and the struggles that we have and the blocks that we come up against in life. You know, for you is a musical block in some sense around that inspired that song, but, you know, certainly for the clients I work with and the people who I support, there's all sorts of different roadblocks that we run into in life, and just remembering that each time we can get stronger and stronger.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I try to, when I write songs, I try to be specific, but leave them general enough so that people can take them and run and connect it to whatever there is going on in their life with the situation. So, yeah, I'm glad that I'm glad that one worked. Yeah.
So I know that you're, you know, all, you know, musicians, the music is, you know, it's an expression of yourself and a way of telling your story, but it's also a way of connecting with your listeners. And, you know, I'm always very curious as an artist, you know, is there anything that you hope listeners will discern from your music? What are those ideas or themes or, just kind of what are you hoping that people who hear your music will walk away with?
Yeah, I would say because when I write, I don't really think too much about, I guess, what other people are gonna think. But more of, I try to be very real and authentic in my songs and be myself. And so I would hope that that connects with them. And I feel like that's maybe not a very common thing anymore. So I want to be as very real and authentic, and hopefully that would catch on. And, you know, people, especially in music, people want you to be what they want you to be. No one really wants you to be yourself. They want you to sound like someone or fit in this box. And so I think that can go the same way with just people in general and their personalities in life is, you know, instead of trying to fit into what everyone else is doing or wants you to be or wants you to do, to just kind of do your own thing and be confident in who you are and move forward in that, not just fit into somebody else's mold.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. I love that. And I know that your music goes beyond even just that, just kind of the one-to-one listeners or folks who are, you know, happen to pick up your music off iTunes, or it's also on Amazon and CD Baby too, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. I know that, you know, your work, your music is being used to actually fight abuse and trafficking and the bondage of women and children. And I'd love to hear more about that, how you've taken this gift and this art and are using it in this social way.
Yeah. So the song itself is Can Anyone Hear Me Now? And I had written that for a anti-human trafficking organization about maybe a year and a half ago, I think. I wrote the song and I got connected with a guy who was the leader of this organization, and he was just sharing a lot of details with me about human trafficking in America and all the statistics that I had no clue about. And as he was telling me these statistics, I kind of flashed back to having a moment with a relative of mine who claimed to be that these guys had taken her and made her do this stuff. And she had kind of been disappearing for a little while, so nobody really believed her because we'd been down that road multiple times. And so once he's telling me these statistics, I immediately went to her and started thinking about that and realized that she wasn't making this up. Like this was a real thing. And so I got home and just kind of started messing around on the piano and tried to put myself in that position of, you know, you're telling your family and no one believes you. You're trying to get out of these situations, but no one really is listening. You just kind of, I imagine that would just be an extremely frustrating and hard situation to be in. And so I tried to just put that to a song and end up writing a song in like a day. And then I was able to get it recorded and really have used that. That organization used it as their song for a while. They since then have been taken over by another organization just similar to them. And so, but we did a college concert series where we travel different colleges and try to just inform people, because that was the biggest thing we were running into, is that a lot of people just didn't know what was going on.
Aren't aware.
No one was aware. So we just wanted to, and we thought, you know, colleges would be the best avenue for that, because especially with social media and things like that, you can get some colleges behind it to push, you know, information like that. It can really, really take off. And so, we did things from videos to just trying to give the song out for free for a while, just so people could have it, and you know, just doing any possible way to connect that song with different ways that people could use it to either inform people, or maybe somebody just needs to listen to it to kind of connect to it because they've been there, or, you know, whatever the situation is, just kind of put it in as many avenues as I could. So, yeah.
Right. So tell me the name of the song one more time in case our listeners missed it.
Can Anyone Hear Me Now?
Right. And can I put you on the spot to sing a little bit of it?
I'm at my computer right now. I could play some on that. Would that come through well on here? I don't know.
I don't know. We can give it a shot.
It's on the new CD. If you're playing stronger from the CD, it's on there.
No, I was actually playing it from an uploaded MP3 file. So, I won't put you on the spot too much. Maybe just give us like a lyric or two, or maybe if there's a line or the chorus, just a sense of the message of the song.
Yeah. So I'll just go from the first verse into the chorus. It is, I've tried 1,000 times to break down my door. I've lied 1,000 lies to try to get beyond these walls and chains that bind. They hold me to the ground. I've cried 1,000 cries, but no one hears a sound. I'm so tired of my life. Can anyone hear me now? Can anyone hear me now? And that's into the first verse, or the first chorus there, and then it continues from that point. But, yeah,
right.
That's the first time I've ever just said the word. So I can remember them easy when I'm singing, but when I'm speaking them, it's way different.
So, it's a different thing, isn't it?
I think it does. Yeah, it's completely different. I think I got it.
That's awesome. That's cool. Thanks for doing that for us, Anthony. That feeling, I mean, you're speaking such to a problem, such an important issue that so many people run into who are survivors of abuse, trafficking, all of these things, where when we come out and speak our story, not being believed, not being understood. And I just love that this music is, a little beacon of hope or a little inspiration and support for those people who have been through that. As you've been out there sharing this work with on campuses and organizations, I'm sure you've been coming across people and people have been responding and reacting. Can you tell us a little bit about just, what you've noticed, what you've learned from those interactions?
Yeah, there's been a wide spectrum of responses and things like that. I have had people come up and say, that I've actually been in that situation. I felt like that song was exactly where I was at. And then I've had others who just had a family member or a relative. And then I've also had people who had never even dealt with the trafficking side of it, but just in their life had kind of felt like they were trapped and just having a tough time and struggling, and that song connected with them. So there's been a lot of different responses, and I've also got to play that song at a few. There's actually a house show here in Columbus, Ohio, that I did a couple months ago, and after I played the song, a girl came up and she was like, I haven't really told anybody, but I was in the same situation about a year ago, mm-hmm. and so just different, and that was great because the organization there was actually specifically for girls in her situation. So they were able to connect mm-hmm. and help her out and take care of it's tough for me because I don't have many outside of music. I don't have any skills in I don't know what to do after that. Like I gotta play a song and then mm-hmm. someone tells me this stuff. I'm like, I want to make sure I take the right steps. I don't want someone to tell me that they're
for
in
them.
Situations and then not be able to help them out. More than just saying,
right.
Oh, hey, just listen to my song. I want to actually be able to tie that up into something tangible. And so that's where it's been really cool hooking up with organizations and different things like that, mm-hmm. because the song can actually get them from a place of just connecting with the song to actually taking steps to not only get better for themselves, but let other people know about what they're going through.
Yeah, I love that, making sure that they have those resources and support. And, once yeah. that door has kind of been opened. And I really love the potential and possibility that music has to help people and guide people to that place of opening up, acknowledging, expressing themselves. Whereas, they might have felt blocked and scared to do so beforehand. And by your, getting up on a stage and, being an artist and on a stage is a vulnerable thing.
Yeah,
I don't care who says something different. I mean, you're putting yourself out there every single time.
It really is.
And, and so, being that model and then being able to, speak to topics that, not everybody's thinking about, not everybody's writing songs about these problems and about these issues
yeah.
that are really out there and affecting men and women. And so I just want to give you kudos for that, for sure, and the difference that it's making.
Yeah,
definitely.
That means a lot. It can be difficult, too, because, like I said, it's been good to be able to connect to organizations, but on the other side of that, sometimes it is easy to get down and say, what am I actually doing? Because I'm just, if I think about it, it's like, I'm just making songs. That's not actually anything physical to help people. So it's cool to when you can actually see real results come from these things. So I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah, definitely. And so what I'd like to know is a little bit more about, what's the vision now that you've, come into this place where you see and recognize that your music can have this sort of impact, can make a difference in this way. Where else are you looking to use this work to make a difference?
Yeah, I've tried multiple different routes, because there's a song on the CD called "You Don't Owe Me Anything," and I wrote that about my grandmother who passed away from Alzheimer's in the fall. And so we've actually been linking up with Alzheimer's Foundation to use that song for that and connect that, because I didn't realize how big of a topic that was. Once I put that song out there, I didn't realize how large of a community there was of people who, you know, said, you know, my mom or my grandmother went through the same battle. And so that was mm-hmm. a really good way for them to connect to that song which I didn't see coming at all. I just wrote the song pretty much for me, just to get some stuff out, and it ended up being a very high response. So working with them to do that kind of stuff, really just trying to link songs, take a song and really let it have life with an organization, whatever they may take it for. You know, the Canadian Hear Me Now is specifically for human trafficking. However, it can be, you know, taken different ways. And so, just try to let each song be its own thing and get it out as much as I can. And hopefully it can help people and you know, encourage them or whatever they need. It can bring that to them.
Nice. Yeah. I want to circle back just for a moment, because it's so beautiful that your music has become something that is certainly reaching out and touching other people. But, you know, where that journey began, I'm finding myself more curious about that, going back to that in my head of, you know,
okay.
the writing of that album and knowing that you needed to go on a journey to discover something about yourself or to release. And I guess I'm just really curious about, you know, what has changed or is different for you now on this side of the album. Like, what's life like for you now as opposed to before you wrote it and came up with this art?
Yeah, before, I kind of mentioned or hit on a little bit before was that I wanted to make an album that I could just release stuff. Like, if I had to get to the point before I recorded the album that I wanted this album to just be me. Like, I wasn't trying to impress people. I wasn't trying to fit into the genre. I wasn't trying to fit into radio. You know, was only writing these songs just to kind of get mm-hmm. stuff off my chest and be myself and create music that I enjoyed and I connected to. And so, but before that, I had to get to a place of saying, you know, if I could make a CD that maybe would be better for radio or this or that, and maybe sustain my career longer, kind of a safe
mm-hmm.
CD, I guess. And I had to get to the point of saying, okay, I want to make a CD that I'm going to be happy with, even if it means that no one buys it, no one, like, people stop supporting me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to get to that point of just saying, I really believe that this is the right decision and just to be myself. And if I'd rather this my last CD be completely done and be happy with what I put out and kind of get it off my chest then create CDs that I'm not really connected to just to sustain a career. I'd rather just be done than continue that way. So before that, but that can be a very stressful process because I got some negative feedback before the CD was released about the song Whiskey and Wine. One ended up actually getting into the top 50 on iTunes. But I had some people tell me that I should scrap the song, I should scrap the CD, I should go a different route. But I was extremely self-conscious about it because I really didn't have anyone in my corner kind of encouraging me to push forward. All I was kind of getting
mm-hmm.
was people picking it apart. And so before I recorded the album, I didn't know what to expect after I released it. I didn't know if people would stop supporting me and it would be over. Or
right.
if it would be,
right.
you know, I had no clue what was going on. And so putting the songs out in general, well, actually, if I even wouldn't have released them, just writing them and getting to play them would have been enough for me because that was a huge, almost therapy for me, just to be able to release this stuff and get it out. And So it felt like there was a big weight off my shoulders just by that. But then not only that, but having people support the CD more than I could have imagined has just been huge, because anytime you create anything, you're going to be very self-conscious at first. You know, those first few comments you get back can either build you up really quick. And so just everything I've had, I really haven't had anything negative come back at all, at least not to me.
Awesome.
Not to my kids. it's just been really cool to see that I can be supported for just being myself. I don't have to be somebody else to really, I don't want to say impress people, but for people to support me and help me out and you know, share my music and really connect to it. So that's probably been the biggest part for me. Is like, it's just freeing to just
not confidence.
Impress somebody. Yeah, I can just be myself and that's it, and not have to worry, which is a huge, huge relief to me anyway. So.
God, that's such a great lesson and such a great model, you know, for all of us. I know for, you know, myself and many of my clients, when it comes to telling our story, which is essentially, you know, what you're doing through your album, is telling your story. And that there is, you know, coming up against all of those fears and concerns that you talked about, like, what are people going to say? How are people going to respond? How are they going to react to me? Are people going to drop out of my life? You know, people go through that, and what a great just testimony to how really when we can put ourselves out there and give of ourselves to others, that a lot of times it's received with affection and appreciation, and it makes a difference. You know, just the fact that, you know, when you get up and sing, it creates opportunities for other people to start their journey of healing and acknowledge that they might need some help. Each and every time we tell our story, it gives people that same opportunity when we don't shy away from it, when we don't hide. So I love that.
Absolutely.
I think I might have gotten Can You Hear Me Now up and ready for us. So I'm going to try playing that song. And I think I might just let the whole thing play. So let's see if it works. And if it doesn't work, that's okay. We'll just jump right back in. But I just was so like, oh, this just feels like the heart of it, that I really wanted to get that out there for our listeners to hear. So, all right, here's Can You Hear Me Now by Anthony Mossberg.
I'm so tired, oh my love.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh, Anthony is so good. And I'm a sucker for a good drum breakdown. So I was like totally air drumming in the middle there.
when we got to that part, and I recorded the song just on piano and then sent it to a guy in Atlanta to record it. And so he did most of the music part, the instrumental parts. And then so I drove down there to do vocals. And when we got to that part and he started playing that, I was like, oh, that's awesome. That's my favorite part of the whole thing.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. And, really, it captures that whole experience. Yeah, like, man, is anybody hearing me? And, you know, for our listeners, just I want to say a quick, you know, shout out to you guys that, you know, I know that many of you have experienced this sense of not being heard and your voice being silenced. And a lot of times, you know, when we're abused or experience things happen to us and we try to tell people and we aren't believed, it starts to erode our sense of having choice, having authority, having authorship. You know, it's the whole, you know, being connected to your voice and knowing that when you say something, it's going to make a difference and people are going to hear you. Or, you know, sometimes we hide out and we feel like we can't talk to anybody about what's happened to us. And so I just want to encourage everybody who's listening to know that, you know, there are people who want to listen. There are people here and available who can support you, who you can tell your story to. And there's lots of great resources and things online where you can get out there and tell your story. And, of course, I'm always here and available for you as well. So I just wanted to have that, make sure that got said, because we're, you know, so much of what is coming up, I think, in our conversation today is being vocal. I mean, in a very literal way, you know, and others who advocate for us, but also be able to advocate for ourselves. And you've done that for your own self through music, and now you're doing it for others. So one thing I'm really curious about is, like, where do you want to go with all this? Like, what are your dreams? What are your goals? You know, what's on the horizon for you?
It's tough because my goal, it used to be just being able to do this full time. And now that I am doing it full time and for a living, I don't know. Cause the typical, I guess, answer would be record label and bigger shows and things like that. But that's not really what I'm going for. More of just, I want to continue to write. I want to continue to be able to play and, you know, hone my craft of being able to. I like the songs that I've written, but I don't want to just sit back on those. I want to continue to get better, move forward with that. I would like to play better, but just different opportunities to just meet people and connect with people. And I'm all in for this. I really believe that this is what I'm supposed to do, so I'm going to continue to do it, whether I'm playing for 5 people a night or, you know, 500 or whatever it needs to be. And so I'm just going to keep chugging along. That's kind of my life motto in this whole music thing, is I just got to keep chugging through, and I think things will take care of themselves. Whether, you know, I don't ever plan on so-called making it. In my mind, I guess I already have, because I'm doing it for a living and I get to connect with people. And so, yeah, just keep chugging along.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, I have no doubt that you've got the momentum and you've definitely got the talent to whatever direction you decide to go in. But would love definitely for your music to reach out and touch as many people as possible. I want to go ahead and open up the lines now. If anyone listening has a question for me or Anthony, you can certainly call in to 347-215-7751. Again, that's 347-215-7754. And you'll just need to press 1 in order to be put into the queue to speak with us. If you're in the guest chat room, you can also put questions there or comments there. And you can also text, to give you lots of different options here, 650-283-5215, and we'll get your questions that way. So while we're kind of hanging out, seeing if anyone has any questions, you know, one thing that I'm always curious about with artists is just, you know, when you are up there on that stage and you're dealing with that, you know, sharing yourself in that moment of vulnerability and putting yourself out there, you know, how has that changed you? What have you learned about yourself from that? And how do you even just step into that space of being vulnerable over and over and over again?
Yeah, it was tough, I think. What I've learned is I think I remember the first time I ever wanted to kind of share or really just be open and talk from stage. And that time I had it all planned out. I had it all, you know, my points I was going to hit and what I was going to say. And I don't really work well that way. I found that I do best when I just kind of give myself space to talk and just kind of go for it. I don't, you know, don't really think about it too much. I know obviously what I'm going to be talking about, and then I just kind of open my mouth and let whatever comes out kind of come out. And so, it can be difficult because there's, you know, if there's a lot of people there. I'm looking around the room and I try to read people. I try to see if they're engaged or not, and I can be kind of negative towards myself and. You know, think that they're not enjoying it or they're not connecting, and even if they are, for no reason, I'll think that. And so, which can make you kind of clam up when you're trying to be vulnerable and open and just be very transparent. So I have to kind of block that out and just go for it and say, you know, even if no one connects, or maybe just one person will connect, and you know, that's all worth it that way. And so just be myself and open my mouth and go for it, because if I think about it too much, I'll clam down and I won't, you know, it'll be bad. Yeah. So just going for it.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. It's so true. Just that space of, well, we've got to give it a shot. And, you know, I work with around vulnerability quite a bit with a lot of my clients and, you know, the fears that can come up when we're putting ourselves out there and exposing ourselves in some way from major to minor ways. And I love what you said, just, man, grit your teeth and go.
Because
you know, we can't, it's never something that we necessarily end up comfortable with. It can always be a challenge sometimes. But there's such a reward and such a payoff when we can get to the other side of it and share ourselves in that way with other people.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
go ahead.
No, please, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I've heard a saying that, you know, before getting ready to do something, a group of people say, go out there and make some mistakes, because if you're making mistakes, that means you're really, really going for it, and you're not holding back. You're just, you know, letting it all out there. So realizing that mistakes aren't necessarily a bad thing, that, you know, you're going to say the wrong thing sometimes. You're never going to be perfect. I mess up every single time I'm on stage, but each time, you know, you grow and you get better at it. And if you don't ever try new things or try to go forward, you'll never grow. So, yeah.
Yeah, so true. So true. And perfect is boring anyway.
Yeah.
I've never been inspired by somebody who seemed perfect.
Yeah, exactly. No one is. So you just got to be yourself and go for it.
So, Anthony, tell us a little bit about how people can find you and get connected, find you yourself and where you're touring around and how they can get your music.
Yeah. So I have a website. It is www.anthonymossberg.com. I have 3 CDs on iTunes, on Amazon, videos on YouTube. I have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, pretty much you. I've tried to meet my music on Pandora, Spotify. I've tried to find every avenue possible to get my music on. So if you find one that I'm not on there, please let me know and I'll do my best.
Nice, for sure.
Yeah, but yeah, I try to make it very easy and to find. So even just Google my name and there should be plenty to come up. And there's a tour page on my website, which will tell people where I'm at. A lot in Ohio, West Virginia area, just because that's kind of where I'm from. So, yeah, and there's also a contact page on the website in case someone's looking to book a show or different things like that, where you can contact us that way as well.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to spell it out for folks just in case. Anthony Mossberg, AnthonyMossberg.com. And you can also contact Anthony through his manager at MossbergManager@gmail.com. And I assume you're also open for bookings. People can call you up. You travel. We were talking a little bit before the show that you're traveling around and touring and playing all over the place. And so if you are in a city and want Anthony to come out, or you're listening and you're a part of an organization and think that his work, you know, would make a difference for you guys and for your organization, don't hesitate to reach out and bring him to your neck of the woods, because, as you've heard, they're great music, it's great songs, and we want to support this guy, keep him going, keep him working full-time as an artist. It's a challenge. I mean, serious kudos to you for that, because that's a big deal that you're able to make your living this way.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I've been doing it for 2.5 years, but it also helps that it doesn't cost a lot for me to live, so it works both
ways. Yeah. I might be moving to Ohio one day soon. Get out of San Francisco.
We
might be neighbors.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Very cool. Anthony, any final thoughts today? Just anything else you want to share or you really want our listeners to know or hear from you today?
Not really. I mean, I don't feel like I'm very good at talking and saying what I feel. If anything, I guess just to, especially on the topic of what you're trying to get through, is just, I think, verbalizing what you need to say and saying it to people. That's usually the first step for me in making any sort of recovery, whether it's if I'm mad about something or if it's something more deep and more serious. Just getting it open and getting it out is usually one of the most freeing and relieving things ever, to me anyway. So, whatever people have gone through, just to, instead of hold it, the longer you hold it in, it'll just eat away at you. The quicker you can get it out, the quicker you can get through it and get on your way to recovery and healing. And so, yeah, that would be my advice, I think.
It's good advice. It's good advice. Thank you. And I second that wholeheartedly. One of the things that I think is a great lesson from your story that I think our listeners can also use is writing. Lot of times it's hard to just say it out loud. It can feel really scary. It can feel really confronting. If you're in that spot and you haven't yet found your voice and been able to talk about what's happened to you or to share your story, I really want to encourage you, write a poem, write a song, journal, use these other avenues to access and express yourself, begin kind of paving the way and opening it up. I imagine, Anthony, there are some things that you found that you can say in a song that it's hard to just articulate in a conversation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, awesome. So, Anthony, I really want to thank you for being here tonight. It's been a real pleasure getting to know you and hearing more of your story and sharing your music. So thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for letting me be on here and talk to you for a little while.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget, everybody, you can learn more and check out Anthony and hear more of his music at AnthonyMossberg.com. Of course, you can also visit me at RachelGrantCoaching.com and certainly go there. Check out the resources that are available. So everyone, take good care of you. And until next time, be well and be safe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.